The return of land to a family is called Ge'ulah, redemption. And the return of Jerusalem to the family that is the Jewish people is called redemption. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 154, Ge'ulah, a Yom Yerushalayim presentation. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is a striking passage in The Lion's Gate, On the Front Lines of the Six-Day War, a book in which Stephen Pressfield interviews both military leaders and simple soldiers that were part of the events that brought about the unification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War, which is celebrated today, Yom Yerushalayim. Yoram Zamosh tells how, when the Israeli flag was hoisted above the Western Wall, he was told by a comrade of his to write on the flag about the historic occasion for which it had been used. This is what he said. Stempel extracts the flag from under my web gear. You must write on it, Zamosh. Stempel's hands are trembling. I have been awash with emotion all morning. Now suddenly I find I am calm. What should I write? From my breast pocket, I retrieve a pen, a beaten-up ball point that I've been using all week for writing situation reports and messages. I set the flag atop my knee, using my thigh as a writing surface. This flag of Israel was placed here by paratroopers of the 55th Brigade. So Zamosh describes himself writing, and then, as he tells it, he interrupts to say, "What's the date?" No one knows. The days have run so together. 7 June. I switched to writing on the edge of the stone step. It's more stable than my knee. 7 June 1967. Who have captured the old city. Wait, Zamosh, Stempel stops me. Not captured. Write liberated. I make the change. Scratch out one word and write the new one. We hang the flag and stand back. The verses of the anthem HaTikvah, the hope, croak hoarsely from our throats. And Zamosh continues to describe the lyrics. Write liberated. So Yoram Zamosh is told. Do not speak of capture. Speak of Ge'ulah, liberation. Our mitzvah for the day is about Ge'ulah, though seemingly the liberation that this mitzvah describes is not relevant to the larger day of rejoicing in Jewish history, but indeed it is deeply relevant. We must first understand this mitzvah, and then we can gain a deeper understanding of what Yom Yerushalayim is all about. It was in last week's Torah reading in Parashat Behar that we are introduced to the Ge'ulah of which I speak. The Torah describes a man who owns an ancestral plot of land, part of what has been bequeathed to his tribe since the days of Joshua. Due to poverty, he is forced to sell that land. It is clearly a source of deep sadness that one who is not from his family now has gained ownership of this bit of agriculture in the Holy Land. According to the Torah, not only does this person have the right, when more financially stable, to buy back that ancestral plot, but the relative of this Israelite also has the right to do so on behalf of the family. This relative is known as the Goel, the Redeemer. The land, seemingly lost, is now redeemed, restored to the family whose heritage it was. Here is the verse, Leviticus 25:25. Ki yamuch achicha umachar me'achuzato. If one of your kin is in straits and has to sell part of a holding, this is the Sefaria translation, the nearest redeemer shall come and redeem what that relative has sold. It is only with this mitzvah in mind that we can understand a stunning story that unfolds in the book of Jeremiah, a story about ancient Jerusalem, but also, rightly understood, about modern Jerusalem. Jeremiah, the prophet, sits in prison for predicting the city's imminent fall. While he is there, a relative arrives, Hanamel, providentially sent by God. He seeks to sell his ancestral land, and because Jeremiah is next in line, he has the right of purchase. Or as Hanamel puts it, Ki lecha mishpat hayirusha ulecha hagula. To you is the law of inheritance, to you is the redemption. And so, a seemingly strange scene unfolds. Jeremiah, while in prison, writes a deed purchasing the field. Here, no one outside the family has owned it. It goes directly to Jeremiah, And then, as per the instruction of God, the deed is placed in a vessel, leman yamdu yamim rabim, so that it may endure for many days. This is, as the Almighty informs the prophet, a sublime symbol of hope. Ki cho amar Hashem Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, od yiknu batim v'sadot ukramim baretz azot. For thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, houses, fields, and vineyards will once again be purchased in this land. All this occurs in Jerusalem before it falls. It is important to note that here there is a seeming deviation from the standard performance of the mitzvah. The Redeemer, according to the Torah, steps in after someone from outside the family has purchased the field. Here, in the sign of God that has been providentially prepared, the middleman is cut out. One family member sells it to another, and now the deed is kept safe for the family forever. The point, perhaps, is that even as Jerusalem is about to be conquered and seemingly acquired by the enemies of Israel, God, the Almighty, is communicating, will hold on to the deed of the land as well as the deed to the sacred city in which Jeremiah sits, not allowing it to be lost, not allowing it to be forgotten, so that the land and its spiritual epicenter will one day return to the Jewish people. Thus does our mitzvah meld magnificently with what we celebrate today. The return of land to a family is called Ge'ulah, redemption. And the return of Jerusalem to the family that is the Jewish people is called redemption. In another interview, a comrade of Yoram Zamosh, Avremele Schechter, tells of a story involving his comrade at the Western Wall. He says, two nights ago, when the battalion first reached Beit HaKerem, our entry point in Jerusalem, Captain Zamosh had called me aside and asked if I had brought my tefillin. These are Jewish artifacts of prayer, little leather boxes with verses from the Torah inside on parchment. You bind one, the shalrosh, to your forehead, and wrap the other, the shalyad, around your arm. I told Zamosh I had brought them. Keep them with you. And now the story picks up in the book from Zamosh. He says, a little bit into the interview, describing the moment at the wall, now I see Avremele with his Uzi, with its folding stock under one arm and the tefillin in place on his head and other arm. I know he is thinking of his father. The others want to pray too, but none of them knows how. Avremele has to teach them. End quote. This was a moment when everyone felt a feeling of ge'ulah, redemption, whether or not they had put on tefillin in the past. Redemption on behalf of the extended family of the Jewish people. Redemption by the hands of God. Our mitzvah is about redemption, and redemption is what we celebrate today. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.